In our culture, we hear that the Bible is dead, inactive, and dull. I even saw it on The Simpsons once. The Bible is a 2,000-page sleeping pill, it said. The world says the Bible is dead, inactive, and dull. But in Hebrews 4:12, it says the Word of God is living, active, and sharp. How can the Word of God be living? How can it be active? How can it be sharp? The Word of God is alive when it's not simply words on a page, but the words on the page become convictions in the heart. That first reading was right after Moses dies, and Joshua is to lead the people into the promised land. God gives Joshua instructions. And his instructions, I think it was verse 8, "The book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth. You shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to act in accordance with all that is written in it. For then you shall make your way prosperous." God could have told Joshua all sorts of things. Bless you. It's a small group, you can do that. God could have told Joshua all those sorts of things, right? He could have told him when to plant crops and where to plant them. He could have given them a constitution and some sorts of laws. He could have given provisions, things for them to use. But instead, he tells them to meditate on the Word of God day and night, and you'll be fine. That's all they needed. And then we have in the second reading from James, I was looking at verse 8. "Be doers of the word and not merely hearers." As Lutherans, we believe that we're saved by faith, not by what we do. But once you're saved, what do? Well, you do the Word of God. So the conviction is that when you're reading the Bible and it says something about people going to hell, you stop and wonder, do I know anybody who might be going to hell? Maybe I should invite them to church. And if you're reading about God's grace and forgiveness, it's that time to think about that sin from 1986 or whenever it was that you confessed a million times and actually just rest in God's forgiveness. And if you're reading about prayer and feel called to pray, it's probably the time to pause reading and start praying when we're doers of that word. On 1 Peter 2, it says this, "Like newborn infants, long for the pure spiritual milk, so that by it you may grow up into salvation." Like newborn infants, long for the pure spiritual milk, so that by it you may grow up into salvation. We got a prop here in like the fourth pew, baby sucking on a bottle. But we have four girls at home, ages 10 to 1. So for the last decade of my life, the first thing you wake up to is a little one crying for milk, right? It's part of it. Those first couple of years, they wake up and they want some milk in their tummy, right? The verse says, like newborn infants long for the pure spiritual milk. Okay? So what if you woke up in the morning just like that little baby, fussy and whining and writhing until you got some word of God in you? And then you just had a peace and a comfort that you're being cared for, that all is well. That by it you may grow up into salvation. Watching all the politicians embarrass themselves on TV reminded me of a time when I went to go see some people who were running for president. And what I remember most, actually, was the guy who introduced them. Because you have all these big-name people that are ready to come out and do their thing on the stage. And I don't know if somebody was running late or what. But what I remember was there was a guy who was supposed to introduce them. And he got up and started talking. And was talking. And in my mind, it felt like the introduction went on for an hour. Where in reality, I mean, I don't know how long it took, but I just kept thinking, like, your job is to introduce the people and get out of the way, because everybody's here for them, not for you. They're way better speakers, most of them. And a lot of times, I actually think my job's a bit like that, where I kind of feel like I'm like that guy. I just want to make an introduction of you to start spending some time going straight to him, because his word's powerful, mine's are mediocre. I just want to make the introduction and encourage you to get alone with the Word of God, to read it on your own, to not take what anybody else says about it, but to read it for yourselves. We got a group of people here who are about the age I was when I started reading the Bible every day. I think I was 15. And I was given one of those Bibles with a calendar of how to read through the Bible every day. And I missed days and caught up most of the time. Most of what happened in those years didn't really amount to anything. I didn't become a professional basketball player like I kind of thought I would be. No. But that time alone with the Word and knowing God and His call and His claim on my life, that endured. You've been introduced. The point of the sermon is simple. Go read your Bibles. Spend some time with that spiritual milk, nourished and fed by it, because it's living, it's active, it's sharp. Amen.